from KQED.
We're just about at the end of the season for peaches and nectarines here in California. The easy availability of beautiful fruit can lead modern shoppers to take our produce for granted. Not those who've signed up for the Masumoto Family Adopt-a-Peach Tree program. Katrina Schwartz tells us how one farm in the little town of Del Rey, outside of Fresno, has cultivated a juicy connection with its clientele.
This nectarine, by the way, is a Legrand nectarine that's just sexy as all hell. These nectarines are the ones you have an affair with. The Albertas are the one you take home to meet your parents.
Peach farmer and author Mas Masumoto is giving his annual introduction to a day of peach picking at his Central Valley farm. At 7 in the morning, it's already clear the day will be hot, and the pickers are eager to get going. This is the second of two back-to-back weekends when groups who have adopted a peach or nectarine tree come to harvest. Rosie Arenas lives down the road from the Masumotos and misses the Legrand nectarines her family used to grow. She adopted a tree with her mother and sisters.
Just being out here brings back memories of all the fun that we had doing the work. My two younger sisters and I would sing all day long. You know, we learned how to harmonize and everything out in the field while we were doing the work.
The adoption program started when Masumoto planted Alberta peach trees, the heirloom variety popular 50 years ago that's fallen out of favor in the commercial marketplace because it bruises easily. He also wanted people to understand how hard it is to grow a good peach.
We didn't want people just to buy produce. We wanted them to take ownership of it. So we thought of framing this whole experience where people literally do fill out adoption papers.
He sends out emails throughout the growing season with updates involving participants in the drama of the farm. People flock to this program partly because there are few others like it, but also because the Masumotos are a family of storytellers. Masumoto has written 5 books about the life of an organic farmer learning alongside his father. Masumoto's grandparents immigrated to the U.S. from Japan in the early part of the 1900s, but were not allowed to buy land because of racist laws. They hoped their American-born son, Masumoto's father, would buy land for them, but World War II got in the way.
They were interned in relocation camps, came back. My dad did a huge gamble, bought a farm, established us.
But his grandmother no longer believed in the American dream.
She grew to not trust systems, not trust the government. When my father bought the farm, my grandmother was furious because she said, "You don't take risks in America because they take it away."
Mindful of that legacy, Masumoto returned to the farm after attending UC Berkeley. He was the one who transitioned the farm to organics in the 80s, before it was popular. They sold organic fruit in the regular marketplace because that was the only way Masumoto could imagine farming. Masumoto says he's happy his 26-year-old daughter, Nikiko, has chosen to continue the family tradition of farming and the love affair with peaches.
Oh my gosh, the rose diamond this year particularly were just out of this world. They are super high acid, and it's like biting into a fireball that bites back at you.
Nikiko has taken over managing the peach adoption program and is apprenticing to take over the farm. She says the program is smart economically.
We do know when people adopt a tree, it's paid for the whole year. So that's helpful as opposed to with our other fruit. It's backwards. We work all year and then see what price we can get.
The adoption families are diverse. There are beer enthusiasts bringing peaches to favorite brewers, hoping to inspire a sour peach alembic, families who want to teach their kids where food comes from, and of course, foodies. Christine Kidd from L.A. is the ultimate foodie, the former editor of Bon Appetit magazine.
We make bruschetta with goat cheese and thyme and peaches and a rustic peach tart. And this year we're going to add in big meringues with fresh homemade peach ice cream and then peaches on top of that.
Gail Keck, a peach picker from San Francisco, values the relationship she and her team have formed with the Masumotos.
The past 5 years, we put together a scrapbook that we send to the Masumotos each year, and so we put photos in and everybody does a page about what they made with the peaches.
For Nikiko Masumoto, that connection is grounded in the land itself.
And this is our home. This is where we live. This is where my grandfather died. And there's something that shifts when you feel the dust, when you feel the heat, when you have to climb up ladders, the same ladders our farm workers use.
8 years after the program began, it has more applicants than it can accept. The Masumoto's next project is a literary family cookbook, featuring peaches, of course. For the California Report, I'm Katrina Schwartz in Del Rey.
See the peach pickers hard at work on the Masumoto farm. We've got photos on our website, californiareport.org.